flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Let's talk to the legendary figure, Dick Vermeil. Dick Vermeil, of course, as always, brought to us by Independence Blue Cross. The region's strongest networks of doctors and hospitals means you can choose where, when, and how you get the care you need. Learn more at IBX.com. Coach Vermeil, I know you are so happy for the city of Philadelphia, the fans, and obviously the organization that you were such a huge part of 4 decades ago. And Coach Vermeil is someone who paved the way, let me say, congratulations to you, because without your efforts, stuff like this wouldn't mean so much.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I had absolutely nothing to do with their success, and I feel so excited for Jeffrey Lurie, you know, Howie, the coaching staff and the team, you guys, everybody that sort of represents the Eagles from week to week, the fans, you know, it's just a great win for a great city with a great organization, and, you know, I'm a fan now, not a coach, just a fan, and I appreciate being a fan of something that is so good.
Well, we appreciate you, Coach Vermeil, and we certainly appreciate this team. Let's talk about the game the other day. I was shocked it was so lopsided. Were you shocked that it was just such a whooping?
I thought all along the Eagles would beat them because of their big people, the physicality, and the Chiefs had problems all year with the offensive line. It would become glaring against a fine dominating defensive line and scheme, but I did not expect them to blow them out. When you turn the ball over like they did, they were -2 in turnovers. You know, chances are you're going to get beat badly if it's a real good team you're turning the ball over for. So, yeah. But surprised, yes. That score, yes. I thought they'd win, but I didn't think it'd be that big.
Just a legendary performance by everyone, Coach. How much work does it take to have your team as the head coach being their peak, performing at their peak when it matters?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry's starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The most in the Super Bowl. You've done it. How hard is it to get that to work that way?
Well, actually, you know, it's an accumulation of a year's work to win one like this, because all the players, you know, Howie brought them here, the personnel department, the coaching staff, and the addition of the new coaches this last year. So it's not a one game process. It's a whole process, and you know, because you've been in the league and played it. But everybody is emotionally ready to play in a big game like that. They're going to be at their best. They'll lose their emotion as soon as they start thinking they're going to get beat. And that's why sometimes the great big games separate. The team that's winning gets even more excited because they realize they're going to win something big. And the team that all of a sudden is losing realizes they're going to lose something big. And you lose that mental edge, as you know, it takes to play the game with great intensity. So it's a great tribute to the entire organization. And like you, 7 years ago they did it. Okay, takes a long time to get back into it. I don't think it'll take them as long to get back into it this time. But, hey, you never know.
How great a game did Jalen Hurts play in the Super Bowl, Coach?
Whenever you go and play with 119.7 quarterback rating against another Super Bowl team defense who was regarded as a very fine defense, and, you know, the Eagles can't win unless they can run. Well, they shut down the running game, but then Jalen comes back with 119.7 quarterback efficiency rating. It was an all-pro performance. That's all there was to it. And in fact, playoff games, you know, the four playoff games, 111 quarterback efficiency rating, 91, 110, 119. Oh, my God. I hope all the people that have been critical of him over the years now, the years he's been here, remembers this. It is there. It is him. That's what he is. And I've said it all along. He has no limitations.
Dick, you know, Nick Sirianni, also someone who was very much criticized. You know, you talk about the criticism of Jalen. Nick faced a lot of it as well.
No question.
Did you doubt him? I'm just curious. Did you doubt him earlier in his Eagles tenure? Has he surpassed your expectations of what level coach he was or is?
Well, I didn't know him. I didn't even know him as a reputation as an assistant football coach. I had no idea. And I was surprised they hired somebody with credentials that everybody doesn't know about, you know. But I have watched him grow. I don't agree with everything he's been doing over the 4 years, but I don't agree with my wife, and I've been married to for 69 years. You know? So yeah. Whenever I don't agree with somebody, I don't say they're wrong. I just say I would do it differently, but he has done it better, okay, than I have ever done it. And he deserves the credit for doing what he's done. 4 years of great performance as a fine football coach. A fine football coach. And we have to start giving him credit for what he really has accomplished as a football coach. It is so tough to do what he has done. And I really believe they'll keep doing it. Well, they'll be a competitor, to, you know, depending on injuries in the seasons and all these kind of things. But they'll be very, very – the organization is too deep with great execution toward winning to ever fall away from what they are today.
Well, I guess that's the big question for everyone, Coach. How replicable is this? I guess it's as replicable as the team can stay motivated. What's the trick to staying focused when everyone's telling you how great you are? What's the key to staying focused?
It is something you have to be concerned about as a coach. You start strutting early, and you find out you're now the motivating force for every team you play, when you are the world champion, the next year, every team you play, and next year they have a tough schedule. They play 9 teams with winning records. It's tough. And you are now the motivating factor for your opponent, more so than you were the year before. So, I mean, it doubles in it. But, you know, I what I like about the team is young, as you know that. One player on offense over 30 years old, okay, and he still can play and play well. And they have the young defense, and but they're big people. The big guys that allow the skilled players and the quarterback and the running back to be what they have the ability to be. They're all going to be back there. They're all going to be back. And that's, you know, and I think they've got a formula for success. Keep those big guys coming, you know, that can really play well and dominate, you know, because most people all through the year have an average to a slightly better average group of big people. Well, the Eagles have an outstanding group of big people. That's why they're able to dominate.
Yeah, dominate they did, and dominate they probably will continue. They're so well built for it. Coach, for me, I want to say one final thing, if I could, sir, and I know you're going to respond with humility because that is who you are, but I want to, if you would allow me to indulge you for one moment, I just want to say to the Delaware Valley that I believe the individual we're talking to right now, Dick Vermeil, I believe this. Dick, I want you to know I believe that you are the single most consequential figure in the history of the Philadelphia Eagles. And I say that in all due respect to...
What are you smoking?
No, and I'm going to no, I'm going to tell you why, Dick. And I say this in all due respect to Jeffrey Lurie and Reggie White and all of them, okay? All of them. Donovan, all of them. Because 2 million people are going to be here in large part because you established years ago a connection between this team and this town that took it to a way higher level. And I want to thank you for that, Coach Vermeil. I know you're going to respond with humility,
well,
but I mean it. I mean it.
I agree.
All right, I know you do. I know you're sincere, and I appreciate your compliments. Okay, I think they're a little bit overboard, but I'll accept them and say thank you, and I'll say congratulations, Nick, Vic Fangio. You guys, what an outstanding job of coaching.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.